Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Hans, welcome back. Looking forward to our chat today.
Thanks, Richard. Same here, man.
Cool. And let's sort of dive into it and start from the top. There's a lot going on in the markets right now. 2022 has been... there's been some bruises, maybe some bruised egos even. But what do you see right now as, the top three challenges facing providers servicing those communities with undeveloped infrastructure, undeveloped finances or undeveloped communication or connectivity?
I think it all comes back to the one single problem for merchants in those environments, and that's getting paid. Right? Because any transaction is only sealed with a successful payment. And the chance that you need to close is that you need to close many gaps simultaneously. Yeah. Consumers expect a smooth payment experience without any hiccups, cross-border stuff. Merchants would expect a one-stop shop. In those undeveloped infrastructure or countries with undeveloped infrastructure, you've got a huge and scattered number of different relevant payment methods within the countries and the regions. Mm-hmm. And of course, even a large number of consumers without the experience with or even without online payment methods. So that is, I think, in general, the most significant problem. And if you break that down, what's underlying there, if you want to solve it, it's the challenge of the localization, it's the challenge of the legal and distribution. And at the end of the day, still the end consumer needs to find it simple enough to trust the solution that you're offering. So I think that's the major challenge in these kind of areas.
And how do you see this this evolving? How do you see this ecosystem evolving in the next year and even beyond into 2024, 2025? What does that fintech ecosystem look like for you?
Yeah, I think just like ourselves with Talk60, we're also moving into this fintech place, or we expect many new players in the market. The opportunity is big. This challenge is even bigger. So that means that from all kinds of different sides, we'll see new kind of entrants coming in. We'll see new wallets, new super apps. And we want to have bank licenses, e-commerce players, which will have, will look at bank licenses. So we expect from different angles, new players. And among the existing players, we do expect some quite a bit of further consolidation on the core infrastructure players. I think that also has to do with the challenges of last year. You also see that now in other sectors, like in the new supermarkets in the different areas. I think new players on the one side, and more for the consolidation on players which are already out there. So I think that's one thing there. The second thing is you'll see most probably more payment orchestration platforms and aggregators, especially when the market is scattered and it's very difficult to get your licenses and your reels in order in these territories. It's almost not possible to do that in 10, 20, 30 countries where you have these kind of challenges. So at the end of the day, we firmly believe that there will be a new wave of payment orchestration platforms and aggregators combining, bringing all of those local and regional players together in a single checkout environment. And lastly, but I think that's the last point, is more of the longer term. We do expect a lot of the blockchain Web3 solutions. And of course, they had a bit of a blow, to put it mildly, the last year. But at the end of the day, yeah, we all know this is this is the future, especially for regions where you have less trust in the existing financial ecosystem, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, what did I say? A 1 year play, 2 year play, or a 10 year play? Yeah, that's I think that's quite a gamble. But I think once having the right technology, just should be persistent, looking at proactively more at the partnerships and take their time for that that adoption. That's also what you need in markets like this, persistency and yeah, making sure that time becomes a bit of more of your friend instead of your enemy.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
Are we then moving towards, in your view, a society that adopts technology over putting cash in their pocket, i.e. in the next maybe, let's say, 10 or 15 years, do you see that we will have a predominantly cashless society in both developed and underdeveloped markets?
Ooh, that's a tough one. that's a tough one. We are also active, for example, in like in India. In yeah. India, they saw that they already 5 years ago, they made such a quick shift that everybody thought it was impossible to move them from cash and vouchers to mobile wallets. And in 2 years, I think they made a 80% switch. And if I now look in Africa, especially in South Africa, where we are very active, yeah, you think, ah, my goodness, whenever people are going to stop using using cash because of there's a different kind of ecosystem, which holds back the adoption of mobile wallets, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So I do think it will still take a lot of the time, and it will probably everybody who has a who's looking forward will have quite a few hits and misses. And at the end of the day, the key word in emerging market or in developed markets is trust. Mm. And it's really hard to get people to trust new tech. And of course, you see all of kind of wonderful examples of how it can work, but also the opposite of that. So I really think that it will definitely need another 10 to 15 years to really make that kind of outcomes happening.
Yeah, and as you guys look forward to the new year, to 2023 and beyond, outside of sort of the new innovations and, you know, the continued development of blockchain and all of that tech, what do you think are the, you know, two or three opportunities out there for fintech founders to really grab hold of, and you know, once they grab hold, will ultimately drive their growth?
I think it's very important to keep in mind, also based on the previous stuff that we discussed, is you'll see more and more in more territories, you will see empowered consumers. Mm. They will decide if, how, and when they pay. They just get a whole new set of tools in a lot of different markets. So I think that is very good and important to have in mind. So that localization, bringing global and local together, I think it's important, especially if you're now a merchant or a fintech who's active in the developed markets. If you go into the undeveloped markets, then you really need to be open, have an open mind to all those local ways of payment. So I think that is very important. And if you don't have that, also fine, but then just don't go in there, because that consumer is really being empowered at the moment, at the massive scale. Mm. To solve that, that's where we think there's a huge opportunity. There's, of course, with the payment orchestration platforms, it will be make it really easy to connect different ways of payment. So the challenge will be in just one smooth flow on onboarding merchants and converting those consumers. And lastly, what we touched upon is at the end of the day, there will become more financial services and possibilities with the mobile money and possible in combination with the blockchain. But I think this one will take a bit longer than just 2023.
Cool. And listen, thanks for popping in today to have a view as to what's going on in fintech right now and also obviously into the new year. If folks want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Just reach out to me on LinkedIn, Hans Ostenburger on LinkedIn, and you just will find one of me.
Brilliant. Looking forward to your continued expansion, mate, and looking forward to meeting up with you soon.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.